Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. And this is another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. This is Marty Angel, your podcast host. Hola, hola, hola. Bienvenidos a otro show de Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Mujer de Éxito Sin Límites. Hola, estoy aquí otra vez. Hoy es el día 21 de marzo. Today is March 21st, guys, and we are in the midst of self-isolation due to the coronavirus. Estamos en medio de aislarnos por el COVID virus. Ahora, hoy quiero platicar con ustedes. Today I want to talk to you guys a little bit about what it means to be here, what it means to be a business owner, what it means to really be all that you can be right now in this time, in these trying times. So it's a really important that you understand as business owners, and this is a podcast for your small business owners. Small business owners right now are going to be struggling. We are in a time of phenomenal change, guys. We're in a time of phenomenal change. Every day I find myself meditating. Every day I find myself praying. I am praying for each and every one of you. I pray that this COVID virus not only goes away, but stays away. But you know what? Here it is. It is a time for us to reflect a change. I think that the universe, and this is only me, but I think that the universe is calling to us saying, hey guys, the period of gluttony is over. The period of taking things for, you know, advantage of things. The period for you guys to stop, slow down, reflect, and allow me, Mother Earth, to have some room to breathe because you are ruining me. Truly, I think that's what's happening. I think we are called to consciousness right now. We are called to be bigger than what we have set out to be. We're called to be conscious entrepreneurs. We're called to be conscious parents. We're called to be conscious friends. We're called to be conscious daughters and sons. We're called to be of consciousness right now. And let me tell you, my friends, the world as we know it will never be the same. After these 30 to 90 days, the world as we know it will never be the same. So the one question I want you to ask yourself right now is, how am I serving my business? How am I serving my customers? How am I serving myself? How am I serving my loved ones? How am I serving the higher source? How is my higher purpose now coming into play to make me a more conscious entrepreneur? It's really important that we take this time right now for reflection. It's time for us to stop and reflect. Now, don't get me wrong, though. Here's the deal, guys. Here's the deal. That doesn't mean you stop moving your business forward. That means you stop moving your business forward by forcing your action into what you think is supposed to be an outcome, into what you think that it's supposed to look like on the other side. That, my friends, is not where we are today. We are, my friends, we are in a period of coming into ourselves and coming into knowing that we must be conscious entrepreneurs. We must be conscious. We must be aggressively aware of what we are putting out there and how we are putting it out there. And I want to remind you that who you are being is who you will attract. So as you're out there as a small business owner, you know, how you sell is going to be important. Now, maybe you don't like that word sell, but how you sell, my friends, is going to be important. Maybe you want to implement or substitute the word sell for the word share, right? Whatever it is, my friends, the point is how are you being as a business person? How you sell right now, more than ever, is important. Right now, it is my true belief that the land is ripe with opportunity. The land is waiting for the caring, conscious entrepreneurs to show up and show out. That means that right now you should not slow down. If you've got a product that's going to help somebody, if you've got, whether it is a product that people can ingest, a product that people can use, or the product of your mind, if you are an awesome coach, whether you're a business coach, a mind coach, a life coach, a success coach, whatever coach, a health coach, whatever coach you are, the land is ripe with opportunity. There are so many coaches out there. What's going to make you stand out? That's the question that you need to ask yourself right now. How are you being of service to those that you have identified are your target market? And how are you going to service them? Now, I remind you that you cannot service everybody. You may say, my service is for everybody. My product is for everybody. Yeah. But the truth of the matter is, when you try to service everybody, you service nobody. When you try to sell to everybody, you sell to nobody. So what you've got to do is you've got to ask yourselves, how do I pour into my customers? And even if that's one customer, pour into that customer, because that customer will then, when this is all over, when the fear has subsided, they will stand up and sing your glory. Trust me, guys, this is so true to where we are right now. So again, as a small business owner, you know, how you set up your day, how you set up your sales is all important. And here's another thing that I want to share with you. Here's another thought. My friends, if you don't keep moving, you will fail. Si no siguen adelante, si no se siguen moviendo como negociantes que son, y como negociantes que son, acuérdense que ahorita en este tiempo es de enfocarnos en cómo estamos vendiendo, cómo te paras tú para vender. Ahorita es el medio ambiente de oportunidad. Pero los únicos que van a sobresalir y salir adelante, mis amigos, amigas, van a ser los que en realidad hacen negocio con conciencia, con esa conciencia, con esa habilidad de dar amor, con ya sea que tenga nada más un cliente o 100,000 clientes, es cómo estás tú haciendo negocio con ese cliente. Sumamente importante de ahorita ser el negociante, el negocio, la persona de conciencia. Conciencia de que todo lo que hace, todo lo que pensamos, todo lo que sentimos es lo que nos llamamos a sí mismo. Así es que ahorita yo soy muy apasionada de esto y me lo oyen, me lo escuchan en la voz. Estoy muy apasionada. A mí me dicen, la latina apasionada. Sí, soy latina. Yes, I'm in passion. I am always in passion because I have words to say, because I have been here. I have been spared for 2 cancers, my friends. And I know that it's not in vain. That I have to keep moving forward, that I have to get the word out, that I have to talk to you, my friends, the conscious business builder, that today I ask you once again to ask yourself the 3 questions. How am I selling? How am I pouring into my customers? And how can I make a difference and be of service to everyone on earth? Oh my goodness. You know, I always talk about, you know, this is your tips to rock your to live your best life and rock your business, because the words that I speak can make you the best human being you can possibly be, living your best life, and also to make you the most bestest, if that's a word, the bestest, most awesome business person you can possibly be. My friends, if I could say a prayer right now, I would pray that your business takes off to a seven-figure income level. I know that there is enough for everybody. Right now is the time to become that conscious business person, to become that conscious person, and to stay out of fear. Now, mind you, here's what I want to share with you. Fear is okay to have if you acknowledge it, allow yourself to have it, forgive yourself, bless yourself, and move forward away from it. But if you don't even know that you're there, it's going to drive you. And that, my friends, is what I call the Satan mind, because it will take you over without you knowing. It is until we practice the three A's, the awareness that we're here, that we're in that space, and the acceptance that we're in that space, and the action to move you out of that Satan mind, that's going to make you that conscious business person that you truly are, and your business will succeed, I promise. And you need to understand one thing. I, Marty Angel, does not make promises she can't keep. It's important right now, guys. The world needs you now more than ever. If you've got a product to sell, if you've got a service to sell, and your service or your product can make somebody else's life so much better, now, my friends, is not the time to quit. Now, my friends, is the time to move ahead. Now, my friends, you need to stand up, and show out. Be that conscious business person. Ahorita, amigas, amigos, ahorita no es el tiempo de parar el negocio. No es el tiempo de fallar. No es el tiempo de ser nada más. Que lo que somos. Persona de conciencia, persona de corazón, persona de oportunidad. Acuérdate, si tú tienes un negocio, si tú tienes un producto que les va a ayudar a fortalecer el cuerpo, a fortalecerle la vida, entonces ahorita no puedes dejar, no puedes parar tu negocio. Ahorita no es el tiempo de parar el negocio. Yo sé, ahorita es un poco difícil, pero solo es difícil porque nos pensamos que es difícil. Acuérdense, cuando están en la mente de Satanás, estamos en la mente de Satanás, donde Satanás nos está ubicando en un lugar que está oscuro. Sálganse de allí, pero solo se van a poder salvar y salir de allí cuando... Siguen los tres pasos que les voy a decir. Uno es saber, es la sabiduría. Es en realidad saber dónde estamos mentalmente ahorita. Paso número dos es de aceptar dónde estoy ahorita. ¿Dónde estoy ahorita? Estoy en un lugar muy oscuro. Y luego número tres, ¿qué vamos a hacer? Nos tenemos que honrar. Al momento que aceptas, ok, estoy en una mentalidad, en un espacio de oscuridad, allí es donde te tienes que perdonar. Te perdonas y sigues adelante y haces lo mejor que puedes para salir de allí. My friends, this is not the time to quit your business. This is the time to keep going. Ahorita no es el tiempo de parar el negocio. Ahorita es el tiempo de que la sepamos que nos necesita ahorita la tierra. Nos necesita ahorita las personas que les estamos ayudando. No paren su negocio, sigan adelante, abran el corazón, ábranse la mente. La vida como lo sabemos ahorita no va a seguir. En 3 meses la vida va a cambiar drásticamente. En eso estamos ahorita, estamos en un tiempo de puro cambio. Así es que, amigos, amigas, no paren su negocio. My friends, show up. Stand up and show out. Right now is not the time to quit your business. Right now, the world needs you as a conscious entrepreneur that you are. And right now is the time. If you've been thinking about it, reach out to that person that has offered that opportunity to you. And if it is time, and now is the time to get up and start that business. Especially if it is in the health and wellness field. Well, my friends, I hope that you are having a blessed day. Remember, stay strong, stay positive, stay in love and out of fear during these coronavirus times. This is Marty Angel signing off. Namaste. Mis amigos, me despido de ustedes, pero sepan que aquí estoy con ustedes. Aquí estoy siempre con ustedes, rezando por ustedes y esperando que en este tiempo del crisis de corona, de la virus, de crisis de la virus de corona, les mando un fuerte abrazo y una bendición de Dios. Till we meet again, guys, have a great weekend. Namaste.